Welcome to the University Radio Bath's coverage of the 2024 Student Union Officer election. So today we're joined by Himina Alamo, or Gigi, is it?
Yeah, Gigi's fine.
So Gigi's currently standing to be the SU president for the 2024-25 candidacy, and she is our current SU president as well. So Gigi, tell us more about yourself, and also how's the campaign going?
Yeah, all right. A bit about myself. I did politics and international relations as my undergrad degree, finished it in July, stayed to be SU president, and I've loved it so much that I want another year in office. And yeah, about the campaign, well, it's barely starting, so unfortunately I can't tell you any drama or anything too interesting right now. But yeah, just looking forward to standing in the parade, you know, out in the cold 4 days in a row. You'll see my campaign team, they have a Santa costume, they'll be running around. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on, so I think it should be an interesting week for everyone.
Yeah, and hopefully, tell us more about why you're running for re-election.
So I think once you get in the role, you realise that a year is not nearly enough to do everything that you want to do. Obviously, you spent like the first maybe 3-4 months kind of understanding the role, meeting the people that can actually, you know, influence students' lives and whatnot, and then you realize, okay, I spent like maybe 6 months getting kind of those like seeds planted, if that makes sense, but I haven't actually done everything that I wanted to do. So then 6 months to do all of that is a very short amount of time.
So you definitely feel like there's still a lot more change you can make if you were given that, that extra year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think once you get in the role as well, you discover other things that you didn't know you want to change, but you do once you start. So around the SU itself, I think we could be doing a lot better in terms of representing students and making students feel like they, you know, they run the SU, which is, well, the purpose of a student's union, isn't it? So hopefully I'll get another year to kind of make that, you know, student-led phrase mean something.
Yeah, and can you let us know a bit about your main policies for re-election? What will you be proposing?
Yeah, so good question. I think mainly, as I said, is about the SU in itself. So again, we say we're student-led, but I think if you ask any, say, random student walking around the parade, you ask them, do you know what the students union like does and how you can influence it? And what I found is people say no. And I kind of want to spend a second year just making sure that answer changes. A few ways I think we can do that is, first of all, so our closest level of decision making that students have is Summit, which I think in itself, a lot of students don't know what it is, which essentially is kind of like a sort of council sort of thing where you get a representation of all the student body by choosing from different execs and different committees, people that sit, and then they're meant to come in to kind of make decisions about what the SU does. But in essence, what Summit has actually been doing in the past years is just discussing stuff about what the SU should do around university decisions. So if people wanted to make a change, even if it's something small, like we should, I don't know, start or stop selling ketchup in the bar, they don't really have a formal way of doing that. And I think we need to give students the agency to do that, because in the end, we're elected officers and we're meant to be representing students, but we're not meant to be making the decisions on our own. But obviously they're meant to be kind of representative of what students actually want. So I think that's the main reason I want to run again, is kind of change how we've been approaching it and how students see the SU.
Definitely. So you almost want to change the workings of Summit and change what they're focused on? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And just change kind of the essence of the meeting in itself. And how we advertise it, because right now it's kind of almost a professional progression. You know, you're in a society, you run for committee, then you go to exec, then you go to Summit. But those are a lot of steps to follow. What if you're just an average student that just want to come to Summit? Why aren't we just kind of making that easy for you, you know?
So do you believe like the SU's got a lot of agency to change things within the university? It can do a lot. How have you sort of found it over the last year in terms of the power you have yourself and then the change you think you can make?
You know, I think we actually have more power than we realize, especially when you get in office, because they tell you you're going to sit on university council, which is essentially kind of the board of directors of the university. You're going to go to finance committee, you're going to go to this board and that board. And that, you know, they tell you that, and that sounds real, but it feels very different once you're in the room and you're like, oh, wait, you know? They're actually deciding how much accommodation is going to cost next year. I can actually say, no, this is too much, or okay, that makes sense, you know, this is sensible. So you do get a lot of agency to do that, but I certainly think we're not communicating it well enough to students that, you know, their representatives can do that for them. So if I feel like if people knew this and they knew you know, if we have certain concerns, certain issues, we can bring it to our SU officers, and then therefore they can go and represent that in meetings. We'd be much better able to change the life of students for the better, really.
So what do you feel like have been some successes of the committee over the past year, and you yourself, and then what do you think you could have improved on? What can be made better?
Oh, that's a loaded question. All right. So every year, the SU officers come up with the top 10 issues, which is basically 10 things we want the university to work on. And a few of the things from our top 10, which we've achieved, and I think they've been massive wins, is, first of all, we wanted to pilot early arrival for international students. So as of September this year, again, this is a pilot kind of thing, so it'll only be around between 50 and 100 students. International students are going to be able to get here before Freshers Week to have like a different sort of induction, say how to register for a GP, how to get a national insurance number, things that sound very straightforward for home students but are actually really daunting and really confusing for international students. I can say that, you know, from personal experience. So I think that's a massive win, getting the university to commit to that. We got First Bus to change the GPS on all their buses. Well, they've only changed them once in the U1 and U2 up to now, but they committed to changing them in all of their buses before this academic year is over. I think that was a massive win. And we've also kind of started conversations on writing a civil housing strategy, which means that the university has to look at what the offer is in the city for students after first year. I'm sure maybe even you guys have found that once you move out of uni accommodation and you have to move into the city, it's really hard to get like good quality accommodation that is affordable. And we think the university isn't taking responsibility on that. They're like, okay, well, you know, students left campus, it's none of our business anymore, but it should be. And we're making them kind of take ownership of that. And I think that's been a massive win. Some of the things I wish I'd done up to this point, or I think there's still some work to do, is especially around international students. I think a big part of my campaign last year was about international students as a member of our community. And the reality is, once you get to those meetings, you realize, obviously, because international students are unregulated fee payers, which means basically the university can charge whatever they want for their tuition, you realize they're kind of seen as sources of money sometimes. And that is awful, because obviously they're paying a lot more money and they're getting a worse experience, if I do say so myself. So I think we've started having those conversations, but unfortunately I'm not able to kind of pinpoint specific wins that I've made in terms of that, because those are more of like the cultural changes that obviously take a while longer and they're a bit more abstract, I guess. But yeah, I really wish that at least for the second half of my year, even if I don't get reelected, I'll get to kind of come back with some more specific wins in terms of that.
Mm-hmm. And so, as you said, you've almost been in charge of the student union for almost a year now. Do you think it could be argued that it may be a fair point that it's almost time for a fresh face and a new voice to represent the student community?
That's a fair question. I think a lot of people will always be like, you know, you should bet on change. I will make the argument that it's sometimes good to bet on continuity. Again, 12 months is not a long time. And I would almost dare to say that the people in the past that haven't rerun for their officer positions is because they found it to be a very stressful job and it burns you out quite a lot. And that's completely valid, because again, I don't think anyone can prepare you for what the role is. But I think if you get into the role, get the hang of it, I would say almost everyone will want to rerun, because you realize it's you have so much more to give in 2 years than you have in one. Which is why I won a second year. That said, I have no doubt that if any of the other two candidates were to get in post, would do amazingly at the job. But I just think I still have a lot to give, and I really want a chance to prove that.
Yeah, brilliant. And so your 2023-2024 manifesto, I think, was one of the key pledges on that to see a reduction in bus fares?
Yep.
And unfortunately, that hasn't been delivered on. So that was a big pledge. So how can people trust this year's manifesto if there's still undelivered ones from last year?
You know, I love that question, because I think people don't hold us accountable as much as they should. So thank you for that. I appreciate the challenge. I think, well, first of all, again, the year isn't over. So we'll see. And I might be mistaken. I think you might have the previous manifesto in front of you. But I think it's about maintaining them affordable rather than reduction of prices. I'm not sure. I actually don't remember. And I might be mistaken on that. However, we have started a campaign with other Southwest Students Union to lobby First Bus on the price of bus passes. That definitely hasn't gotten where I'd wanted to at this point, but I'd say it's not a lost battle yet. And again, whether or not I get re-elected or not, I still have 6 months to kind of work on that specifically. And in terms of my second manifesto, I'd say, because I already have experience in the role, I find that my second manifesto is a lot more realistic. I think when you run for the first time, you make all these massive promises, which I don't think they're valid intended, and I'm sure a lot of people will find that running for the first year. You're not too sure what the role is, and you're like, you know, I'm going to change the world. And once you get in it, it's like, okay, actually, yes, we can have these conversations with First Bus, but unfortunately, these things depend on external stakeholders, and sometimes you're not going to be able to change it the way that you want to. So I'm pretty certain that everything on my second manifesto is things that I certainly know I have scope and like ability to influence. So hopefully I'll be able to kind of make all those things happen for the second year.
Well, Himina, thank you very much, or Gigi, thank you very much for coming on today. It's been really interesting to speak to you, and we wish you all the best with your campaign.
Thank you for having me.